A recent ad campaign by the Michigan Lottery proudly states that over $1 billion has gone to Michigan schools from lottery profits. However, those dollars are very much in demand, with mounting calls to increase school funding in Michigan and a whole new world of online betting opening up with the potential to change how the lottery's bottom line looks. We were curious to know how much is going to schools right now and how the lottery's money breaks down. With us now is Ben DeGroe from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He's their education policy director. Ben, good to have you on Stateside.
Good to be with you. Thank you, April.
Ben, when you see that billion-dollar figure, what comes to mind? Do you buy that, or is there a reality gut check somewhere within you?
Well, the billion-dollar figure is the landmark from the lottery's perspective, and when you start talking about numbers that big, people's eyes can glaze over. But it's also helpful for people to know that the lottery funds, while significant, are just one small piece of many that go into the larger school funding pot. So the $1 billion that the lottery puts in is just a piece of nearly $14 billion that the state school aid fund has collected this year. There's a lot of money going to schools and a lot of pieces that are contributing.
The Michigan Lottery's history goes back to the 1970s, and lottery profits were formally added to the school aid fund, I want to say in the early 80s. How would you say they've performed for schools since then?
Well, we are going on 40 years of lottery funds pitching into to schools, and at least at the numbers we can look at in recent years, the lottery funds have consistently made up about 6 to 7% of the state school aid dollars. So it's a consistent and significant piece of the pie, but people's purchases that they're making for sale, the sales tax on those, the income taxes they're paying, and a significant part of property tax as well are all also contributing to those funds as well as many other tax sources.
What can we say about the trajectory of school budgets over the same time? If we look at the big picture and the general fund money that goes to the schools in addition to the school aid fund.
We look back at the last 20 years, Michigan schools experienced some cutbacks during the great recession, especially Michigan's deep one-state recession. But coming out of that period in the last 10 years, the state school aid fund has grown by about 43%, which is significantly more than even the rate of inflation that affects how people budget their own dollars. So the trend line is up, and the lottery makes up one significant portion of that.
How does the lottery do in terms of the portion it has to spend on its own administrative costs?
The lottery, by law, has to spend a minimum amount on prize money. Of course, people are playing to win that. And then the overhead makes up somewhere around 10%, I believe. And there are other obligations that the lottery funds have to go to. In the end, that leaves about 25 to 30% of the money that goes in the lottery that they're able to then pass along to the school aid fund in a year. And that's the money that crossed the billion-dollar mark this year.
Now, Ben, I know that you are the education policy director, not the legalized gambling director, but there really has been a lot of rumbling lately about how Michigan's entree into legalized online gambling has the potential to affect revenue for schools. Would you say that lawmakers and maybe also Michiganders more generally are pretty comfortable with having this dedicated portion of the education budget coming out of a gambling source?
You don't hear a lot of complaint or pushback out of the legislature about it. Again, as they look at the funds from a variety of not just the lottery. Or casino taxes, but the other so-called sin taxes that make up the state school aid fund. The larger concern tends to be how are we going to use the dollars, the growing amount of dollars that are already in the state budget for schools. And so if there's a significant amount of discomfort with where the money is coming from, it's not vocalized very much.
Do you think the lottery has the potential to be something that legislators look back to as they continue to figure out some different revenue streams for education. Do you think there's any capacity to expand this as a revenue base?
The school interests will continue to look for ways to get more money dedicated into the school aid fund, because that is, I mean, that's a share of state dollars that other items in the budget can't compete for, like the general fund. So I think there might be an interest in continuing, I mean, to keep that, that revenue source available. I don't see anybody advocating for taking away lottery dollars as a source for funding schools. And if it were to go away, then the state would have to find another source of revenue to compensate. So that may be something a future legislature has to deal with. But for now, the current formula has a broad consensus.
I know it's a tough call to think about, you know, maybe the three basic needs in education funding: capital projects, debt that school districts are having to deal with, and operational money. But how would you characterize which of those three is the most pressing need in Michigan right now, and where does lottery money fit into that?
Yeah, so the lottery money goes into the school aid fund, and that funds a lot of pieces of the state budget, but overwhelmingly is helping school districts at the operational level, which is to, you know, meet their payrolls and their supplies and keeping the lights on and the buses with fuel and all those things that allow schools to function and run from year to year. The state school aid fund has no real role to play in building projects and renovation projects and facilities, and Michigan is one of those states where local voters play the largest role in determining how the school construction projects are going to be financed. So as far as pressing needs, it probably varies from place to place, but the state school aid fund's role is going to be connected mostly to those operational budgets.
Well, as you say, it looks like there won't be any less reliance on the school aid fund in Lansing anytime soon. Well, Ben, thanks for talking to us about this today. Ben DeGroe is Education Policy Director for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.